background for what we're going to do today, and why I chose this particular topic. You probably have heard about the legendary Tshuva Drashas of the Rav. Right? Has anyone heard about? He used to give every year during a Sesame Tshuva, a Tshuva Drasha in Lamport Auditorium, which was filled to capacity, the first floor of the balcony, and people who came weren't just from within the YU community, but it was really across the spectrum of all different places, all different yeshivas, and throughout the tri-state area. It was really an event. There were twice a year that the Rebbe would give such a shiur. Once was during Seder Yom Teshuva, and once was by the yahrzeit shiur. He gave on Gimel Shvat, in the yahrzeit of his father. So the yahrzeit shiurim, which also were famous and similar experience, they would run in early years 3-4 hours, and then later years maybe closer to 2 hours, and they were written up. There were two parts to it. There was a lamdus halacha section, and then there was a drush at the end. And the halacha section, or the lamdus section, was written up in Shurim Zeicha Avi Mori, and the drush wasn't always written up. The Tshuva Drasha, so they were written up in a sefer called Alat Tshuva, which I'm holding here, and it was also translated into English. And Rav Shechter and his svarim has a couple of them written up as well. There's another sefer in English by Ray Lustiger in Highland Park, who also wrote up a couple of these drushes, as well as Navar Sarav. So if you're interested, I can tell you where these drushes have been written up. So I happen to remember a couple of these drushes. I was very young, but I was brought along by my parents to these the last couple of Tshuva drushes and the last couple of yahrzeit drushes. I have a very very strong imprint in my memory of what it was like. You know, not that I can say I was holding on the level of, you know, many of the people who had been learning were much older than I was, but I do remember following some parts of the shiurim. And those of you who know Yiddish, probably nobody, but you know, you can actually hear these shiurim. They were collected many years by a man by the name of Milton Nordlicht, who was in Queens, but since then they've been taken by a couple of websites. YU Torah has a number of the shiurim, as well as the, I don't know why, but for some reason, Bergen County, they smedrish, BCBM, they have a lot of shiurim of the Rav. And this particular shiur, which we're going to learn today, I went through last night on the computer. I went to see if it was actually online, and it was 1972. I tried a few different ones until I heard this one, and I was listening today in the car a little bit just to get a feeling of how the Rav gave it over. I mean, I've read this piece before, but I heard it now, just not the whole thing, but parts of it. So Baruch Hashem, I have the Yiddish, so I can understand what the Rav was saying. Anything we're going to do today is a shell of a shell of a shell of, you know, the experience itself of what the Rav gave over and how he gave it, and he dramatized it, and anyone who was there will be able to explain this to you and try to tell you what it was like to be there and to sit through it. So this was Tafshin Lamed Beis. Why did I choose this particular drasha? Because, as we'll see, this is really drush, so just recognize, you have to wear different hats for this than you do for alumdus or shir and halacha. Not everything is, I mean, it's organized and it's mesudar and everything, but obviously, we'll take certain liberties because it is drush, and a particular approach that the Rav presents may not be, if you go through the sugya for itself, there may be other approaches and other shittas, but, you know, we go with one and it's sound and it's anchored and it works, and then we make the point for the sake of the inspiration. That's basically what drush is, but it's not stam perech ba'avir. The Rav's drush was classic in the sense that it was really anchored in halacha. And that's a unique type of a style. Again, we're not always so exposed to this in this particular way, but this was what the Rav did. He anchored his drush in halacha. But again, you still have to think of it as drush, not as halacha, and therefore, you know, im mishiv in ala drush. So in this particular drasha, the Rav made use of a number of concepts and halachas that we have in Masechta Kedushin, in the first parak. Okay, again, this is why I thought it would be nice to learn this together with you. We're probably only going to get through the first part of this drasha. Even on the website, there are two different downloads, for part one and part two. So maybe we'll do, hopefully, part one, which is where he really goes through the connection between kinyanim by kedushin and kinyanim by karka, and something that happens in the process of tshuva. So again, you'll have a bit of a treat because of how it relates to sugyas that we've done already, and sugyas that we have further on in the parak, and how he applies it to a very basic inyan that's very relevant for life. Again, but this is just one drush among the many, and Yishma Chacham Yosef Lekach, if anyone is interested, obviously, you have these various places to look. You have Al HaTshuva, you have the other works in English that I mentioned to you, Nevar Sarav, and Days of War, and Rav Shechter Svarim. You know, and everyone writes it in their own way, and there are certainly certain milus and chesronos in every particular way that it's written up, but this is at least one source, so we'll work out of this, because this is the only place I found that this particular drasha was written up. To my knowledge, I don't think it appeared in any other this svarim that I mentioned. Okay, so the topic, and we'll do is as follows. You'll see, I'll read it inside, but we'll skip a little bit as well, and I'll embellish and elaborate. What he tries to do, in the way it's written here, it's more of a modern style language, but it's also trying to capture the voice of the Rav that was unique about this particular sefer. So you can see from the first paragraph already, Pam, ha-pam, b'rtzoni lamod ha-shnei aspaktim nosafim b'tshuva. On the side, you might pick up a few words of Hebrew, okay, in modern Hebrew. I want to speak about the Rav's Yiddish. You should realize was a very rich Yiddish also. You know, I've heard shiurim in Yiddish, but it wasn't on the level of the Rav's Yiddish. The Rav had very sophisticated Yiddish, and it was very elevating and inspiring to hear the way he made use of the language to present the ideas. As great as what Rav was as an orator and as a darshan in English, those who heard him in Yiddish can attest to the fact that it was even more so. The first is Musag HaYisurim. That's the focus that we'll have today. The concept of Yisurim, which is Chelek Integrali Mitalach HaTshuva. It's a very integral part of the Tshuva process. So where does Yisurim fit in? So there's a Gemara in Yuma. And we should also bear in mind, in our davening on Yom Kippur, we make mention of this. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that El Kaya Shul Nitzati and Yichidai, and then we say V'achshav Shenotzarti Kilu Nitzarti, and so on. And then we say Mashachatasi Marek Barachamach HaRabim, that's one Nusach Marek, Avloi Dvisur Mechoyim Raim. So we mention the idea of Marika. So this expression is actually found in the Gemara and in the Rambam. So the Gemara in Yuma, the last parak of Yuma, says the following. Shaul Nasi ben Charash of Elizabeth ben Azariah Beromi. Nasi ben Charash asked Elizabeth ben Azariah in Rome the following question: Shamata Abba Chilki Kapara? Did you hear about the four levels of Kapara? Shaul Rabbi Shmuel Dorish. Rabbi Shmuel would expand about four different levels of Kapara. Amalo says Elizabeth ben Azariah Shlosha Heinu Tshuvan Koechad VeEchad. Really, it's not four distinct levels; it's three. But tshuva is necessary in all the three. So in that regard, it's four. But it's tshuva plus this, tshuva plus this, tshuva plus this. Kulomar. Yair, you're from Boston, so you can speak to people there, and they can probably fill you in, those who remember 44 years ago. You know, maybe they didn't come to New York, but they heard the Rav all the time, and, you know, Motzei Shabbos. So they can test to some of what we talked about in this. Yeah.
What's at the park?
Kapara. Four gradations of kapara. To attain kapara. Kapara. Kaper lanu. Tshuva brings with it kapara. We'll see about the tshuva role. Kapara d'chiper. There's a kapara an chet. So he says there are four chiluki kapara, four levels, four gradations within the level of atonement of kapara. Yom HaKippurim. But we'll see. Yom Kippur is just one of them. Shlosha einu tshuva im koechad v'echad. Kolomar, eif shalo l'kapara m'bli sh'teilech yad v'yad, hand in hand, im ha-tshuva. Im sh'yish sugim shonim v'kapara. Ufi ha-gemara, sham darash v'shmol, three types of kapara v'eluhem. Here are the three types of kapara. Number one. Avar al-asei v'shav. So the first level is a person violates the mitzvah saseh in the Torah and does tshuva. So tshuva is always going to be necessary. So with that, ein uzas mishamat shemochin go. He doesn't leave the spot until there's a mechila. Mechila comes instantly. With teshuva on an assay, nothing more is necessary. There's kapar. Shnemar shuv banim shuvavim. Return wayward children. The mikra kazeh shalaveira al mitzvah assay at teshuva mal elis miyad ein sarach kal b'shihia. There's no wait. Nothing more needs to come into the mix to, you could say, finish the kapar. The assay, regardless of an assay, person does tshuva, whenever it might be, there's kapara instant. Level two, avar alosa sevasa tshuva. Let's say the avera was more chamur. The avera was alosa say in the Torah, and he does tshuva. Then the kapara doesn't come right away. The kapara needs something else besides tshuva. Tshuva tole v'yom ha-kippurim ha-chaper. Tshuva does... accomplishes that it suspends, it's hanging, it creates something of a buffer right now, but the kapara is not completed. Tshuva just gives you some kind of a protection in the interim, but it's still waiting for something else. The Yom Kippur Mechata Shenemar, that's the pasuk. Ki v'yom tzei chap aleichem tareschem kocha tosecha. Kolomar, ha-tshuva tola means doches ha-onesh. In other words, it postpones, it buys time. It pushes off the punishment ad Yom Kippurim v'itzuma shel Yom HaKippur. So the kapara only comes with Yom Kippur. That's level two. What's level three? Avar al krisus umisus beis din. Now we're talking about more chamor. Now we're talking about averos that include kares umisus beis din. The asa tshuva. So then, again, tshuva is always a prerequisite. Tshuva v'Yom HaKippurim tolin. Tshuva and Yom Kippur can postpone the onesh, but the kapara is not yet finished. The yisurim mimarkin. Yisurim, the language is mimarkin. We'll see the exact idea. Mimarkin is to cleanse something very, very well, like we call it the idea of kashering, miruk. Shenemar, with a pasuk in Tehillim, that's the explanation of this pasuk, for karati b'shevet pisham v'negoyim avonam. I will account for their sins with shevet. Shevet is a rod, and with afflictions, with plagues, their sins. In other words, when we're talking about averus chamuros of krisus misus beis din, even Yom Kippur is insufficient for the kapar, there has to be yisurim. Averus chamuros elu ha-yisurim mimarkin, kilomar gomrim es ha-kapar. Kach matzino lashen miruk. Shapirusho mirika ushtifa. In the Torah, it talks about keli that had in Parshat Sav, Umorak v'shutach b'moim, a keli of hegdish, that you have to rinse it and get out the blia, whatever is absorbed in it from the carbon, that would become nosar if you leave it for beyond a certain amount of time. So you have to get out the expunge, what's in it. So that's called morak v'shutach is rinsed. Morak is the kashering. Morak v'shutach b'moim. Kishe machshirim krik. Machshirim is, they call it hechshir keli. B'shashem mag'ilim also, hagolah, right? Hagolah, use, let's say, a pot that you cook with water and you have treif in it that got absorbed because of the cooking. So how do you get the treif bliya out? You cook, you put hot water, the same type of temperature, boils it, and then brings out whatever was nivla. That's called kasher. B'shashem mag'ilim also harei over merika. That means it's going through the process of merika. That's what we say yisur is doing, the market. Imesh bekri b'liyas iser, harehu yotzeis b'merika zu. Merika hima shekorin b'yiddish pshuta, in simple Yiddish. And again, he said this in Yiddish. The drasha kasherin. You've heard the expression kasher. We use it in English now too. Kasher. Hachshara. Hayisurim hem hamemarkim, meaning hamachshirin. Ha'osim es kapara sa'avon shleima, makes the kapara complete. Shenem b'fakadi b'shevet pishim v'ganim avonam kolomar. Ba'avur ha-pesha ba'avur ha-avon, yesh, there are, shechayavim l'shalem b'negoyim o b'yisuri ha-halka'a b'shevet, being whipped. Harei elu shlosh echiluki kapora, and this is three. And then it says, on top of all that, you should know the following. Minosaf aleim, continuous, avon, mishe yesh chil Hashem b'yado, Let's say a person, when he did the Avera, he also was Machal as Hashem, then it's a whole different level. That's beyond what we just talked about. Engel Koach B'Tshuva Litros, V'lobi Yom HaKippur Mechaper, V'lobi Yisurim Lemarek, Elo Kulan Toan Misim Marekes. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Sherei Tshuva, this should give everyone a pachad, you know, the idea of Chil Hashem, how that leaves us with literally nothing until Misa. Although he does talk about possibilities of making a Kiddush Hashem, Kineged Chil Hashem, there's some kind of a school that you can have for that too, but that's a whole different category. So now he says, this is the Rambam too. Chilukei Tshuva Eilat, Shebe Gemara, these gradations of Tshuva, Shimshu Yisodu HaRambam, Perek Alfil Chadalet, Afilchus Tshuva, and the Rambam says as follows, Afo Pisha Tshuva Mechaperes Al HaKol, Tshuva is Mechaper for everything, Ve'atzmo Shem Kippur Mechaper, and the essence of Yom Kippur, the day is Mechaper, Yesh Averus Yem Iskapen L'Shaitan, some Averus on this Kaper right then, some Averus do not have the kapara until a later point in time. Kate said, says the Ram, Abba Adam, and Mrs. Asay, and so on. The Kan Poet Harambam, Eschilukia Kapara, as we just saw in the Gemara. But the Rambam changes the language. Instead of the language Hayisurim Mimarkin, the Rambam uses a different expression. He says, V'yisurin Haboyim Alav, Gomrim Lo HaKapara. Gomrim Lo. But who Harambam, Achmosa, V'omad Rambam actually concludes. By repeating that, seemingly it's superfluous, but olam emes kapelo kapara gemurat shivol of yisurim. A person can never have the full kapara until yisurim come upon the person. This Rambam requires a lot of explanation, many questions here. Reishis, why does the Rambam change the language from mimarkin, which is in the source in the Gemara, mimarkin, the Russian gomrim is a kapara? Why does Rambam say gomrim is a kapara instead of mimarkin? Two, why does Rambam chazer again at the end? It says, "Lo'olam emiskaper lo kapara gemura cheivol rav yisurim." Harezat, the period is chilke kapara sugeim. He just finished listing the various levels of kapara: tshuva mechaperes, tshuva tola, tshuva v'yom kippurim tola yisurim. Habarnu lav gomer sakapara. Lo'olam emiskaper at cheivol rav yisurim. Mahu balamayid lahosif amashik farama. What is he coming to change and add or subtract from what he just said? And furthermore, v'chein lamahu medayik v'dafkat shiyavo alav yisurim. It should say, atche yizbo yisurim, until the person experiences yisurim, what ashe yavo alav, until yisurim come on them. So this requires an explanation. What's ashe yavo alav yisurim? It should say, until the person experiences. Kedama b'shalashon or something like that. Enzo zel kiaram bo lehadgish kan mashu b'tosefes zu v'adav omer havinemi. We need to figure out what's going on. This is asking for an explanation. So now, let's put the Rambam on the side. Naniach es Rambam l'rega, put the Rambam on the side. Let's go back to the Brais of Chilukei Kapara, HaKovas, that establishes ki b'li Yisurim, for such averus of krisus misus beis, without Yisurim, ein kapara la'averus chamuros she'onshin krisus misus beis. Which means what? So let's imagine some of the things that would be in this list. Averus eil kolulos chil Shabbos. Chil Shabbos is chayv misus beis. Arayus. So he says, I tell you honestly, I read Modeh Bifneichem, and he's capturing the voice of how the Rav said it. I must confess, whenever I would learn this sugya, I would be overwhelmed by terror, by fear. Averus chamuros, there's no kapara without yisurim. Like the Ram says, la'ola me'miskaper. What happens comes in kippur. La'ola k'shabanu banu im kippur lisvados. We have a list of alchet, mispar rav shel averus chamuros. In that list of alchet, you can look and find things that fit within the category of averus chamuros. Sha'onish karus misus based and averus sha'alein in mekabim kapar b'yom kippurim ela sha'yom tola. The day is going to only postpone, and you need to have still another level of Yisurim. So what is this Tola going to mean? You think you come after Yom Kippur, you're clean and everything else, and wait a second, it's unfinished business here. It's the Yisurim. What's the amount? How much Yisurim? It's waiting. You think after Yom Kippur, you like to feel uplifted, inspired. Meanwhile, you read this Gemara, and then you say, like, we're not even finished yet. There's another accounting to make. Hari efter rachmana letzlan, it's possible she'en kates liyisurim she'adam tzarech lama b'em. You know, it's a total unknown, yisurim. It's like this, you know, this thing is hovering over your head, yisurim. K'leiliskos b'kapara averos chamuros, she'enam klal averos nidiros kolkach. They're not so unusual. Nidiros means unusual. Ela de mitzuyas b'chol yom, these averos are unfortunately violated. He doesn't mention in the tape I was listening in the morning. He mentions al chatoim shenachayav maleim, the paragraph after al chait shenachayav maleim. We have kores v'ariri chatoim shenachayav av misus beizdim. So we're being misvada for these chatoim, and then you're going to walk away from kippur and say, but it's not enough. Zos va'odei akashli tamid im yom akipurim ena machaper al averos chamuros. If you're going to tell me based on this Gemara that Averis Chamuros, Yom Kippur is not Mechab, it's only Torah. She'ulai hein rov chataim shelanu, for all we know, that can be most of our sins for Kal Yisrael. Averis Chamuros. Ela Torah bilvad, it only just postpones. Ubechein, ma perish a pasuk, what's the meaning of the pasuk that we say, ki vayom hazeh yichat aleichem etayr eschem kocha tosechem v'neshem tetaru. The pasuk says, Hashem is going to be Mechab and atone for all your Averis. And to make you pure, ech efsher klal daber al tahara v'kapara, ba'od she'averos hachamuros tolos ve'enam l'chuparos. The averos chamuros are still hanging. There isn't yet a kapara, and then the pasuk says, "Ki yom ze'chaper lechem." There's a kapara for all the averos. Amnam yom kippurim toleh, ubeli yom kippurim afa yisrim layimakim. Granted, Yom Kippur does something. It buys time. It gives you a buffer. And without Yom Kippur, you wouldn't be able to have the kapar with Yisur, the Seder. Achalenu lo'avin ma pirish tola. What's tola mean? Ma pu'ulam yucheles Yom Kippur. What's Yom Kippur doing? Ma mechin yom zel chapara habo achok mikenem ayisur. What is this Yom Kippur doing to condition it that now you can have Yisur for the gomer mesa kapar? Okay. So the questions, I think, are very, very strong, right? We have to understand what's this all about. Okay, so now he says as follows. Bein mechila uslicha. The idea of mechila, that we use the term a lot, mechila, so let's try to define it more carefully. We talk about kapara. There are really two perspectives. There's the idea of kapara vis-a-vis onshin. Yom Kippur is mechaper. Means it takes away the onus that should come in the wake of an avera. Another way of putting that is, it's mamtik the dinim. Mamtik is milashin matok, which is sweet. The dinim means that there should be whatever consequences of cheshbon, of onus. And Yom Kippur has a koach of being machaper, meaning to say that it neutralizes that chomer ha-onus. And it's mamtik, it sweetens it, so to speak, that it doesn't have the same power, the same intensity. Hamtokas adinim. Yom Kippur is a day of hamtokas adinim or hamtokas hayisurim. In the Russian of the Mekubalim, Yom Kippur, the din kasha, is transformed into din arafia, a softer touch, a softer din. Midas hachesed takes the place of midas hagvura. He brings another thing that the Chachmei Kabbalah said, that the Akedah that we hearken to in Yom Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Avram ties, he binds Yitzchak. So what is the significance of using the expression of an Akedah? That sounds like maybe a detail within the notion of what Avram was going to do. Avram was willing to slaughter his son, Lassus Ritzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, but why the motion of the Akedah? Why the focus on the Yaakov, the Akedah? Yeah, he tied together the hands and the feet. So there's what to say about this. But Api Kabbalah, they say, Avram is Midas HaChesed, and Yitzchak is Midas HaDin. And what you have on Rosh Hashanah, or you have Yom Kippur more so, is the idea that the Midas HaChesed is circumscribing, it's limiting the Midas HaDin. Midas HaDin left unbridled would be terrible. It would completely overwhelm us. Midas HaChesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to overpower in some way, or tie, bind, limit the Midas HaDin. That's symbolized by the idea of the Akedah. Avram Midas HaChesed, Yitzchak Midas HaDin. Anyway, this is one idea of Kaparas Yom Kippurim, Mechila, making it easier, the Onesh easier. Mechila is not just something that relates to Chet and to Yom Kippur. Mechila is a concept we find in Choshe Mishpat. I'm just paraphrasing the next paragraph. A person owes someone else money. So the one who has the claim, the creditor, the malve, can choose to be mochel the debt. We had it in Sanhedrin last year, right? Mechila. Shvicha kinyan, ain't shvicha kinyan. The concept of mechila. He can be mochel the whole debt. He can be mochel part of it. You owe me something, and I'm mochel. So too, when we talk about mechila on Yom Kippur, it's the same idea. A person does an aveira. Hashem is mochel, meaning he's mochel the onesh. In other words, Hashem has something over us, so to speak, when we do an aveira, so there's an onesh that should be coming. Hashem is mochel through tshuva and so on. He's mochel the onesh. Okay, this is one dimension of Yom Kippur.
How is that different than the
chavir? No, that's an aspect of kapara. That goes into kapara. That's synonymous with kapara. Then he says, there's another idea, and that's the personality, the nefesh of the person. Benosaf l'mechila, besides for mechila, mechila is one dimension of kapara, meaning on the level of the onesh. Yesh b'yom Yom Kippur gam element shel slicha v'kapara. It's not just that a person has onshin that he should come on the person because of the avera. This contaminates the soul of the person. Avera creates a blemish in the personality, the spiritual personality. It detaches the sinner from the source of life, from Kadosh Baruch Hu, mi avishav shamayim. Avonaseichem hayim avdilim beini uveinechem. On Yom Kippur, Kadosh Baruch Hu mochel la'adam, number one, es achov, es hashibut shebein achet va'onsho. In other words, achet should bring with it onesh. Hashem is mochel the onesh. Avon mechila zu adayin in a podes ishiyus ha'adam, in a tumah shenibdika b'ishiyusa. That mechila doesn't redeem the person from the tumah that cleaves to the personality, b'atzmiyuso, that remains, that the person is still distant from Hashem. And the purpose of tshuva is also not just to be mochel the onesh, but what? L'tahir es ha'ishius, l'chadsha, to create a new matzav of what way was kodem achet, to create a new connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the person. That's not just mechila, that's what we might call slicha, he says. That's a metaphysical transformation to purify the soul, to elevate the soul, not just mechila, but slicha. And that's what Yom Kippurim does as well. Yechaper alechem letaher eschem mikoch atoseichem. Mechila koleles efo havoras ha'onshin. Last paragraph. Mechila is waiving the claim of onesh. Mechilas onshin, just like mechilas chov. Yom Kippur has that segula of amtok ha'sadinim. Midas ha'chesed, misgaberes ha'midas ha'din. And that's one part, and that's what we're going to focus on right now. Now, if you want to know more about these two levels, this is a whole other Tshuva Drasha. It's one of the earlier drushas in the Sefer. The first one is called Kapara V'Tahara, in the same Sefer, Kapara V'Tahara. So he has a beautiful, beautiful drasha of that, and I think this may be written up in one of the other books that I mentioned besides this one. Kapara V'Tahara, L'chaper and L'tahir Eschem. This Kapara is the level of the Onesh, and L'tahir is on the personality. And that becomes its own drasha. But he mentioned just Derech Agav here, we are now focusing on what he calls Mechila, which is on the level of the Onesh. Im nitfos es advar ma'pidin. L'may sets all chesed here. Logically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not obligated to be mochel. Al pidin, ein bal chov chayev v'tzarech limchol chovos shechayavim lo. A person who's a creditor is not mechuyev to be mochel chov. You owe me the chov. I have a right to collect it. Ach v'rak his arvusa o his gavrusa shemidas ha'chesed yom kippurim osir samachila efsharis. What makes mechila possible? The intervention and the intensification of midas ha'chesed. That's what allows mechila to happen. Yom kippurim is therefore a day of chesed. On Yom Kippur, more even than Rosh Hashanah, we see the idea of a Yaakov, as Yitzchak b'no Gavi HaMizbeach, being fulfilled. being concretized. And also, as we said, Yom Kippur is a day of Tahara, besides being a day of Mechila. Again, but these are the two ideas, and again, more on this you have in the earlier drasha, Mechila and Tahara. Now, let's talk about Mechila. Hamunach Mechila is not found in Tanakh, except maybe in one place, in Vahazina, Vatishkach Kel Mechalelecha. Pashab Shah means you forgot Hashem who has formed you. Chazal Dashin Kel Shemochalecha Alkova Nasecha. The one who forgives you for your sins. There's also the Rishonim also talk about this. This comes to my own mind that Lo Yachel Devaro by Neder that you some Rishonim say it's Milosh and Mechila also. Typically, Rashi says it means making his words chulin, but he also say that Milosh and Mechila. Acherim Mochalin Lo. You can't do it, but other people, meaning a Beis Din or Yachid Mumche, can be Mati Neder, and the Lashon is Mochalin Lo, maybe Milosh and Mechila. The Tanakh, the Bab Makam Mechila Musa Kapara. So he says the word Mechila is not used in Tanakh, the word used is Kapara, which means Mechila Sa'onshin, Hamtaka Sadinim, Chesed Abram, Mizgabel Pachad Yitzchak, and the sin is forgiven. Forgiven meaning there's no onesh. But understand, that doesn't mean that the Nefesh is purified. That's a whole separate dimension, that's called Tahara. Melech, Mocha, Vesaleach, those are the two ideas. Melech is Mamtik Hadinim. No longer do you owe me anything, no onesh. Saleach is the other level to go back to where you were before, and that's the inyan of Tahara. Okay, now let's continue the next section. Mashehu b'musagim shel halacha. So we are now going to discuss, this is going to be basically the first part of the drasha, the mahalach of Hamtakas Adinim. And we're going to bring it back to the inyan of Yisurim, which is what we started with. Hamtakas hadinim keitzad hibah. What is hamtakas hadinim? What makes it happen? How does it happen? Ma talich shala. What is the process? It's very mystical. We can't really grab onto it. We can't really grasp it. But we have to try to understand a little bit. And with this, the essence of Yom Kippur, as the piyutim express for us. And here the Rav gives away his fondness for one of the paitanim of Lezer Kalir. Lezer Kalir, without his piyutim, he says, he said this many times in his drushes. Without his piyutim, I would say we couldn't get to the essence of Kedusha Sayom. We sometimes don't appreciate piyut, you know, it's because the words are hard. But somehow, if we can break through the difficulty of the barrier, the language barrier, we can gain incredible insights into the day, what's being described. The Rav is Medayik, all kinds of Lishonos, in one of the other drushes, in the Rosh Rabbit's written up. That Lezer Kalir calls Yom Kippur by different names, Som HaAsar, and other names, and each name, says the Rav, is a different dimension of Yom Kippur. You have to look up the drasha, you'll see it there. And the fact that he changes language in one sentence to the other is because he wants to bring out different dimensions of Yom Kippur. Amnam b'mazar asfaradi, the Sfaradim, they lost out. Ein bo piyuti Kalir. Yeah, they have nice piyutim also, deep piyutim of Yudha Levi, Ibn Ezra, but Ach Abraham also halahat, that fire, shall Kedusha Sayom Habokea uporeit mi piyuteim shall hakalir, and the shall of Shimon HaGadol. By the way, we just had yesterday, second day Rosh Hashanah was all of Shimon HaGadol. The first day Rosh Hashanah was HaKalir's piyutim. The second day, if you have noticed, as you were reading it, the acrostic all over the place, Shimcha Mefarim Adas Chavro, Shif Shafa Masechem Brisko Tufar Kadosh, Shimon, 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 Shimon. And so on with Hashem Melech Hashem Molech Shimon Rabbi Yitzchak. This is before Rashi. Shimon HaGadol from Magensa, from Mainz. There are stories about him. He had a son Elchanan. The story goes that this son Elchanan was kidnapped as a child, who raised in the church, made his way up, became the Pope, and then somehow the father discovered the son, and then all different stories exactly what took place. One version is that the son says, well, he wanted to know if it was really his father. He said, show me a sign, and he told him about a certain birthmark, and he confirmed it. He says, okay, what should I do now? He says, you will mechal Hashem all these years, now you can mekadesh Hashem. All kinds of stories about this. Clearly he had a son, Elchanan, because in the second day's Yotzer, in the bracha of Yotzer Ma'oros, he mentions Elchanan, which is his son's name. Shimon HaGadol was one of the greatest of the Paitanim. He has slichas from him. I think it was today we had Torah Kedosha toward the end, if you said it, after the Tachnun, some Gedalia Slichas, you'll see it. He wrote, they tell you who wrote each Slicha, so you have him in the Slichas also. Anyway, Shimon HaGadol, Zakalir, great people. Imkit and Shin of Melech Elyon, the first day of Melech Elyon, which we say in Musaf, was a Zakalir. The second day, yesterday, we said Melech Elyon in Shachris, but that was the composition of Shimon HaGadol. Even though he patterned it after Melech Elyon, the idea of Melech Elyon, just Derech Agav, you should know. We have Melech Elyon, but notice the letters skip, Aleph, Gimel, Hey. We don't have the Beis and the Dalet. And then what happens toward the end, before the last stanza, the Tav, there's two stanzas of Melech Evyon, Beis and Tav, Balavert Shachas, Pneuma Tu Fenu. The original composition, and the Malzah Meforesh, which is what I use, has it printed in the back. The original composition, for both days, had interchanging stanzas, so that the Aleph was Melech Elyon. You see, Melech Elyon is supposed to be the beginning of the sentence, even though we run into the next line. L'de'ad Yimloch Melech Elyon. Really, it was originally Melech Elyon, and then L'de'ad Yimloch. Then it was meant to be Melech Evyon, Bolav Ratshachas, for the base. Gimel L'hokim, Gimel L'de'ad Yimloch. And then Melech Evyon, the Dalet. Apparently because of the censor, because of the fact that we lived under monarchs, and we didn't want to be too offensive to them, so they took away all the Melech Evyons until the end, and they took the days and the tough, the first and the last of the Melech Evyons, and they said them toward the end, so at least we had some fulfillment of the acknowledging the contrast, Melech El, Melech Evyon, and then everything else we simply don't say. It's interesting in that we took the days and the tough of Rav Elazar Kalir's composition, Bolavat Shachas Numa Tufenu, and we say it on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, which was not the original Beis and the Tav of Rav Shimon HaGadol's composition. His stanzas were longer than Elazar Kalir, and he had a different Beis and Tav, and somehow we don't say any of his Melech Evyons, we just say the Beis and the Tav of the Melech Evyon of the first Melech Evyon of the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and we say that toward the end. Okay, the idea is still, you know, it was acknowledging the idea that there's a contrast, but he's a great Paitanin. And he says, we should recognize that we have this, and it helps us understand the essence of the day. K'chol sh'ani mar b'lomo b'piyot shel yom ha-kippurim, ani roa kama eno k'uti o b'ladi k'fi she'efshar l'damos, al mekusha m'ruchad b'marechas achas l'abiyo l'havir l'tchushas ha-korei v'mispar es ha-esh ha-gdolet shel k'dushas yom shel ha-kippurim. Okay, this is a little bit of a sidebar. Nirali, nidmali, kiamtaka sadinim, hakapara slicha, mechila savonos, based on midas chesed, is founded on three principles, three yesodos. And this is really the gist of the first part of this drush. This is what we're getting soon to the connection to Masechta Kedushin, okay? Three yesodos. Number one, yesod ha-mashehu. Yesod ha-tzimtzum. Mashehu means a small part of what would otherwise be a big mount. One small part of the larger sum. Tzimtzum. In other words, we can constrict everything into just the smallest bit. The Yomakori says for this concept, he quotes a pasuk, Gado Adonain of Rav Koach Lisfunaso Ein Mispar. This is just classic Jewish. Hashem, numbers don't matter. What matters is quality, not quantity. So even a mashehu can be enough. You don't need the biggest amount. So number two is called Pidyon or Chalipin, a swap, an exchange. Where do we find this idea in terms of a machshava? Avraham brings the ayil tachas b'no. So what's that? It's not Yitzchak. It's counting as if it were Yitzchak. Third yesod is hagrola. Hagrola means that you draw a lottery, and then based on that, everything gets allotted to what it is, what everything should be. The source is what we find in the Torah on Yom Kippur with the two goats, that you have two lots. So these are the three yesodos one each one its own way, that through them HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamtik the dinin, and we get to the idea of Yaakov Avram Yisrael Yitzchak Beno, the midas haChesed constricts the midas haDin. Let's go one by one. Okay, ready for the journey? Okay. Yisod of Mashehu in Yadus Mashehu Mari Dafka HaMashehu HaPrat HaKotan, small detail that seems to lack significance. It's just a small bit. It still has tremendous value. Anyone who learned Yerodea knows that there's a concept of sometimes an Isser is not Batal, even the Elif, even the Mashehu makes the whole situation, the whole mixture Usser. Mashu of Chametz and Pesach, right? Doesn't become Batal. Avodah Zarah is not Batal. Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin, Min B'Mino, if you could have it at another point, Beheter, so then it's not Batal. Mashu Chametz, Mashu Tevel, Mashu Yayin Esach, Afil Be'elef Lo Batal. And the question is, but it's so small, it's such a small bit, in the biggest mixture, so why doesn't it lose its identity in these cases? The answer is that, okay, there are times where there is bittul, but the idea being, the concept is that something can be infinitesimally small, so tiny, it's still a metzius, and it matters, and it has value. That's clear what you see. Hamaskanahi, the Torah is not nispoil from kamus, gedolos, from big numbers. If the Torah was impressed by big numbers, Kadosh Baruch Hu would not have chosen Klal Yisrael as the chosen people. Lo meirubchem mikol ha'anim chashak Hashem b'chem v'yivcha b'chem, ki atem ha'ma'at mikol ha'anim. This is perhaps what we say in Pesukei Dezimra, monim mispor ha'kochav mechulam shem os yikra, Hashem counts the stars, infinite number of stars, each one has its name. Next pasuk, Gadol Adonai b'avkoach l'svudnaso ein mispar. Why is it l'svudnaso ein mispar? Not pshat, there's no end, that it's infinite. Rather, l'svudnaso ein mispar means Hashem counts the stars. He organizes the galaxies. He's ruling over the cosmos. Infinity. And yet, l'svudnaso ein mispar, for Hashem's tvuna, ein mispar koch hashivas, the numbers are unimpressive. Hashem is so much in the galaxies, infinite numbers. Hashem is not spoiled from numbers. L'svunaso ein mispar. Bori Olam created Shai Olamos, 310 worlds. The last Mishnah in Mishnayos, right? Nuksim. Millions of stars, millions of galaxies. And what? You would think Hashem is impressed. Hashem likes big things. Big, you know. There's a certain sentiment that we see in the world today. People like to build big, to say that, you know, everything is about big, 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 right? Maven Yavin, right? Because Baruch Hu is not spoiled from big. God in the name of Koach, l'svunaso, misperspective, ein mispar. Ein hashkacha mischasheves bequantim. That means in quantities. Okay. I'll skip down a little bit. I want to get to the nekudas here, the main ideas. Biyadus, next paragraph. Biyadus choshev lo rak hamaisa. Now he's going to bring it in terms of a beautiful idea, in terms of recognizing the same page, 269, about him. Choshev lo rak hamaisa hiroi hagadol. It's not just a heroic act that's choshev. Okay, you can always go over what I skipped. I want to give you the taste of it, and the taste of the language, and the taste of the ideas. It's not just the great heroic act that matters. The same way Hashem is not spoiled with numbers, so you can say dramatic act. Wow, how the person acted. For generations, you know, wow, how a person could get to that mesiras nefesh. Maisa keda. Hayadus benuya. Judaism is built not just on peak heroic acts like the akeda, but no less than that. Yadus is built on daily actions and the way you do it. Look how Avraham Avinu, the Gemara Bamitzia, how he treated the three guests that he thought were Arabs, the three malachim, all for the sake of simple achnasas orchim, for three wayfarers. Bishus that, Gemara says, "Chayisa lezocha teman tan mudei ananikavo to be'er shel Miriam." It wasn't a heroic act; it was simply a gesture of achnasas orchim, and that can be on the same level as this heroic act. The midrashim in Eicha talk about the various personalities in Tanakh, the Avos, the Imos, crying for the Beis HaMikdash not to be destroyed. Avram comes with his taina, Yitzchak with his taina, Yaakov, Moshe, Yirmiyahu, everyone comes with their taina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu not answering them. Who is it that Hashem answers? Who's the one that came before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And Hashem says, yes, they're going to return. It was Rachel. What was, and we read about that in Second Day Rosh Hashanah. Why was Rachel Zoche more than Avram, Moshe, and the other Avos? They came with the dramatic acts. Moshe Rabbeinu, who could have a better time than Moshe Rabbeinu, the Avos. But what was it about Rivka? Rivka helped her sister, who was older than her, and she gave all this simanim to Leah that Leah shouldn't be embarrassed. Rachel gave the simanim to Leah that Leah would not be embarrassed. That simple gesture of Rachmanis for the sister not being embarrassed, that outweighed everything else, all the great heroic acts of everybody else. That's in terms of action. Sometimes a simple action done privately, low-key, something that seems to lack all the drama and all the incredible, you know, fanfare, that can be as important and more important than the greatest of acts. That's the yisod of mashu. That's the yisod of mashu. Nothing is small. I just tell you there, Chagav, the low niski, if you have a chance to look at it, it's worth reading it inside. Rav Shamsim Fel Hirsch, in his commentary to the Haftorahs, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, in the Shira of Chana, where she sings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after she has a son, Shmuel, there's a pasuk there, Ki kel deos Hashem, velo to him niskinu alilos, are counted deeds. So Shem Shem Purish has an incredible commentary on that pasuk, velo niskinu alilos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is counting people's deeds, the smallest gesture of a person that seems totally, you know, unknown to anybody. A person does a little bit of Kvishas HaYetzer here or there, and Hashem counts it and is machshav it tremendously. It's worth reading how he develops the thought. And we could expand, he says back here, V'efshir kimidume. We could expand the page with the concept in halacha of mashu in terms of choshen mishpatu. Until now we're talking about Yerodea, right? Bitul. Choshen mishpat. Mashu, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, we learned last year, Sanhedrin, Afches, Kakotim Kagado Tishmaun, says Rish Lakish, Chaviv Alecha, you should be devoted, you should be devoted to a din of a pruta, a small din Torah of a small amount of money, like a din of Me'amana. The Gemara says, Amai Hilchasa. Do you tell me simply that you have to paskin it? Of course you have to paskin it. Of course you have to ma'ayin in the din. That's so pasha to the Gemara. Where it says, La'agdume, that what? That if he has already a din Torah that he started being involved with, which is a pruta, now comes a major din Torah, billions of dollars, you started in this, you have to do first the din Torah that came to you first. The Chasam Sofer explains that when Yisro came with the suggestion to Moshe Rabbeinu, page 272, that they should set up courts, the Davar HaGadol will come to you, the Davar HaKatan will judge by the lower courts, by those Sari Alafim and Sari Meos and Sari Chamishim and Sari Asaros. When Moshe Rabbeinu implements Atzas Yisro, and when he tells over the story in Parshas Devarim about what was set up, he changes the language. Not Davar HaGadol versus Davar HaKatan, but the language is Davar HaKoshe was brought to Moshe. And so Davar HaKoshe, if you know Moshe. Davar HaYikshe Mikem, Takriv Elayu Shemati. What's Koshe? Says the Chasam Sofer, what's the difference between Gadol and Koshe? Yisro was a guy. Yisro didn't have this perspective of Lisvunaso and Mispar. Yisro didn't understand the Yisod of Mashu. For Yisro, what impressed Yisro was godless numbers. What should go to Moshe? The big cases. The cases that involved lots of money. The cases that are less money, they go to the smaller courts. Doesn't matter how hard, how difficult, how intricate the case. This is how we have it today in our system. We have small claims court, right? And we have courts that deal with, you know, more involved cases, more money. But that's not our perspective. Our perspective is not about Davar Gadol Davar Katan. It's Davar Kasha. Doesn't matter. It could be the smallest amount of money. If it's a difficult case, that goes to Moshe. It could be a big, big case of millions of dollars, if it's not so hard to figure out, that goes to the smaller courts. Now we come to Sechta Kiddush. Next paragraph, 272. Efshel limtzo le'ikron d'chosizeh, od stadim nosafim. Let me give you another example. Again, the yisod of mashehu. Kayom ki yadua halacha b'halacha musak shel kinyan kesef. V'metaltelin kayemes machokes, v'metaltel machokes yochem ishlokish, if ma'os konus. According to Yochanan, kesef is konim midaraisa, by metaltelin midrabanan, you need meshicha. According to ishlokish, you need meshicha midaraisa, not kesef. Gabi karka, there's no machokes. Gabi karkos, mishnah mefurish and kedushin, kesef. Right? Karka nicknames the kesef, shtava chazaka. Kama kesef tzorech hakon elasis lemocher. How much kesef does a buyer have to pay? Kol hakesef. Rubo, chetzio, what's the halacha? Kovas halacha. Ki pruta achas masbika v'gmar hakinyan. One pruta. Shave pruta. A pruta. Pruta, shave pruta. Imkona adam binyan rav komos. You buy a skyscraper. $50 million is the cost of this building. And he gives the mocher one penny, one pruta. Hari a kinyan kinyan. Yes, there's a machokes, bein hataz v'hasma, v'shulchan aruch v'shemish v'kuf sadi. Im a pruta hi midmei amekach, does it count for the midmei amekach? In which case, v'shas hatashulam, for the when you pay the rest of the money, yachol hakona v'nakosa, you can take the penny off from the $50 million. $50 million minus a penny. She does a smat. Oh, she ain't a pruta elo l'kinyan. That's the task. But all of l'shaim is the me'am nekach b'shleimus. Become makam a pruta hi hiyakam. Im ain't any toa. If I'm not making a mistake, hari alokazu no gas, listen to this chidush. Be nice to see if you can bring a raya or a kasha to this, because this is like something he said in a drasha, but you have to talk of ima'ayin, and this is correct. I didn't have a chance to be ma'ayin, but listen to this chidush here. Again, he's saying it in drasha, so you can't ask too many kashas, but it'd be nice to know if there's such a shita l'mais. If I'm not mistaken, I would say, Hare halacha zu nogas, this is true that one pruta is enough for kinyan kesef, rak li'iska ben yehudi li'yehudi, if the transaction is between a Jew and another Jew. Avu benogia l'knias karka me'akum b'kesef. Suppose a Jew is purchasing karka from a non-Jew. There, says Rav Salvechik, ein a kinyan kinyan ashi yishalem esdeme amekach kulo. Then the kinyan is only going to be a kinyan if you pay the full amount, the full price, purchase price. The ena pruta gemara says a kinyan. The gemara kiddush left yudalid on the base and tosis. Rabbeinu Tam says these words. Va'od nir Rabbeinu Tam, the karkos, ovi kocham ena kona b'shtar. So Rabbeinu Tam shita is that akum, we had a little bit of this in tosis del gimel, akum is not kona b'shtar because the gemara says in Baba Basa cheska sabatim, akum. Michimati zuzi liyade yistalkle. When the zuze comes to his possession, then it's finished. He no longer has the rights to the thing he's selling. So he doesn't say, so now we know shtar is not kinyan, only kesef. But lashon gemara is zuze. Hadir kumikach sha gemara inena omeres michimati kesef liyade. Again, he can't build everything on this, but he says, michimati zuze liyade. Da kavana l'dmeh mekach b'migulon. The kinyan kesef by a guy would require the entire dmei amekach. And here's another raya. Raya ledava. The Gemara Kedushin Chavav. The Ketzev in the Mishnah, Karka's nicknames Bekesef. Bekesef Minolan. Minayin Seben Yisrael Kona Karka Bekesef. Says the Gemara Machizkiya Makra, the Pasuk in Yemio. Sados Bekesef Yiknu. So we see that you can acquire Karka Bekesef. Frektosis Akasha. We mentioned this in Shir. Madua inolomi minakosa be'efron. What do you need to learn out from? So this b'kesef yiknu. Why not learn out that karka is nicknamed b'kesef from the pasuk of stay efron b'ishkar avram le'efron? Tosis answers no, because by mekach avram le'efron is meduber get yehudi is kone migoy. And we want to learn out that kesef is kone by karka when a Jew is buying karka from another Jew. That's the case of Yirmiyahu, where it's a Jew for another Yirmiyahu from Hananel, his uncle. That's the case of Yikna. The Kinyan Avraham, the Ephron, Yesh Kinyan Kesef. But there's something else here. Avram gave Ephron, I remember him saying this on the recording. So what, Avram gave Ephron what? A pruta? I nach the getag, right. Avram gave Ephron Avamir Shekel Kesef. He was Kona, the Kes, the Marsha Machpelah, with the full value. Or the amount that Ephron stipulated to be the value. He overcharged it. Okay. But he's called Avram, the Ephron said Kesef, Avamir Shekel Kesef. The Kenyan shall Yehudi die with pruta achas liknos, gamcha neches olam milyon. If the property is worth $1 million, one pruta is kona. Hu hadin kimeduma. Now we get to what we're going for Yom Kippur. B'yachas be'midas ha'onesh she'adam mekabel u'be'midas ha'onesh ha'magir lo ba'arachet. A person gets an onesh, rachmana l'tzlan, it's a mashu. B'diyuk, kimo she'akaka ha'shove, kach v'kach alpayim, yechol l'konis b'kinyin kesef she'pruta achas. So to Hashem suffices when he's coming to collect, so to speak, his chov from the person, bepruta achas, the mashu min ha'onesh kulo. Hashem does not demand that the person pay the full value, the full penalty. Hashem takes a mixas min ha'mixas, pruta achas from the entire amount, kinyan kesef. Yesod ha'mashu, which we said is the basis of all these halachas, in Yeridea, in Choshev Mishpat, as we were discussing, Hu ha-yisod ha-rishon le-tahalich ha-toka sadinim. When we say mechila, en ha-kabana le-mechila shel ko-achov shel averes chamuros. Mochin radam eschovo, hachos oso mashu. In other words, Hashem says, I'm mochil le-chov, except for one mashu, that I'm going to collect for you. Midas ha-chesed noteles es kinyin ha-kesef shel Ephron, where it says Avram paid the full meya of Meshekel Kesef, and Hashem flips it to what? To the Kesef of a Jew, which is Sodas Kesef Yiknu by Yemiyahu of Prut. Why? If we had to withstand the test of the full measure, there's no way. Our lives are too short, we're too weak. Ha'adam Chalosh Midai, we're too weak. Chayav Kitzarim Mikdei Sheyev Kochol Shalem Esachob Migul. We can't pay the full chov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mistapek v'pruta achas.
What about the Taz? What did
he do? He didn't get involved with the Taz. Okay, Taz. He mentioned the Taz. Yeah. Kaporas Yisurin Kshura Heitev Im Ha'ikaron Shel Kinyan Kesef Av B'chinazu. Now let's take it and understand it deeper. What's the pshat that Kinyan Kesef speaks, the concept of Kinyan Kesef speaks to Yisurin in terms of a mashu of the onesh? What does Kinyan Kesef have to do with an onesh that a person has to suffer for a chet? What does Kinyan Kesef do? The answer is the following idea. Beautiful point. Listen carefully. Hachote, a sinner, chayiv, what makes a person liable? Al zeh shegazal min HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shehu adon kol haaretz. Hashem is adon olam. He's adon of the earth. Hashem artzim lola. Hashem owns everything. Malchus. Hashem is the balim of the whole world. He's not just the Bori Olam, he's the Adon HaOlam. Everything belongs to Hashem. HaNeshamalach, VaGuf Palach, HaNeshamalach VaGuf Shalach. It's all yours. All yours. When a person uses his kochos, he got those kochos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave him as a gift with certain conditions. You have rights to use your seichel, to use your eyes to see and your ears to hear and your hands to work with and your feet to walk with and everything. It's Hashem's giving you as a gift. Hashem gives a person life for a period of time, 70 years, 80 years, whatever it is, hopefully 120 years. A person has a kinyan in what he has for a limited amount of time. This is expressed, this kinyan is expressed in what we call Bechira Chafshis. A person can think, a person can create. When a person sins, in a certain sense, they betray the trust of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a form of stealing. We say at the end of Ne'ilah, in this part I'm about to read, I saw it not too long ago in the Dorash Moshe, I forget which parsha, one of the parsha in Sefer Dvarim. He's machavin on his own to the same exact, they're both machav to the same part. We say at the end of Ne'ilah, that you taught us to confess on our sins, l'man nechdal me'oshek yodeinu, so that we should be restrained from the oppression of our hands. Oshek yodeinu is a veira of gezel, of oshek. Yesh getzmoa. Is this the only sin the Jew is coming to confess at the end of the day of Yom Kippur to talk about Oshek? I mean, there's many Averis in the Al-Chet list besides Gezel. So why are we only focusing on Oshek, on Gezel? Ha-Emesi, page 276. Ki ha-Oshek hu ha-Chet ha-Kolel es kosher ha-Toyim. Because Oshek is a Chet that embraces all the sins. Because through a Chet, a Jew loses his chus on the kinyan that he has on his life. When a Jew has intellectual, learns and gets hana, intellectual hana, he's using Hashem's seichel, which was given to him for schiras, with terms. And when that seichel is suddenly used for thoughts that are not kedusha thoughts, thoughts of tumah, so then the schus to have the seichel is no longer valid. He betrayed the trust. A person's mishtamish with whatever aspects that Hashem gave him for his life, for a type of activity or thought which is not meant for what a person should use it for, a person loses their schus. A person is therefore violating Gezel. B'shasha adam osa tshuva. Now comes the yisod of the kinyan. B'shasha adam, this is tshuva. B'shasha adam osa tshuva. U'mischarid al ma'isav. A person feels bad. You should know, this idea is stated very much in Tefillah Zaka. If you can say Tefillah Zaka before Konidre, it's a powerful tefillah that's because a special vidui that we say. And in that Tefillah Zaka that Chayadam made famous, the ideas are expressed very strongly. You gave me this, and you gave me this, and you gave me a koach to see and to hear and to do, and I didn't do with these kochas what I should. And that's part of the vidui. So when a person does tshuva, harezek ilu hisrachsha iskas mechira chadasha. It's like there's a new transaction happening. You see why this drush is golden. You see that what he's doing, he's taking a concept and he's bringing it into the machshava world. Iska mechira chadasha v'nechtam chozeh kinyan chadash beino ben kono. It's like a new transaction. Tshuva allows for a new transaction. Mikan ve'elach yachtam le'oshek yada. V'man nechtam. Okay, I'm a kabbal myself only to use what you gave me for the right purposes. What kinyan makes this transaction chal? What's the kinyan? What's the equivalent of the kinyan? Is a kinyan. Mistaver by hegdish, what do you have? Kinyan kesef. Mistaver sheish kinyan kesef. Shehu suga kinyan hayichidi atofes ekdeshos. When you want to be poder hegdish, want to do a transaction, benogea hegdish, the kinyan is kesef. The pama rishona. The first time a person received life from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was a gift at birth. But once a person sinned, he lost his chus on this kinyan. We don't give a gift again. You have to now be kona yourself back. You have to be kona the rights back. Be yichud, because it was a tenai in the matana. And the person didn't keep their part of the bargain. He didn't use the matana in the way he needed to. May achshav. Bottom of 276. May achshav. Hu chayev rikno zechus alachayim bekinyan kesef. What is the kesef? Kesef is the yisurim that a person has for the achatoyim. That's the kinyan kesef. Now we understand why Rabbi Shmo said that the chiv yisurim is only by averos to have what type of an onesh? Kareis and misas beisdin. Why not for chavi malkius? Why do you need yisurim? The pasuk of hakati b'shevet pisham b'negam avonim. It doesn't say which avera. How do they know that we're talking about only Averis Chamuras of Krisus Mises Beis Din? The answer is because the onesh of Krisus Mises Beis Din is a concrete illustration of the idea that a person lost his chus to live. Because with such chatoyim, the sinner, biyadayim, basically took away the chus to continue using these gifts. That's why there's an onesh called Krisus. It's not his. And now it's Gzela. He has to return the Gzela, or he has to be Zocha anew. So that's why they use that mashal. Truth is, it's on some level everything, but they use that mashal because that's the example that really illustrates this point. Tshuva shel chote, ubeyichud shel zeh shenichshal ba'averos chamuros. Tshuva of a sinner, and certainly in a more pronounced way, where the sin had to do with an onesh that should take away a person's life, chi of kare, chi misus beis din, what it means is that you have to buy yourself back. Rechisha mechada shemash avad lo. Kinyan atzma. Midin Torah, that's kinyan kesef. What's the kesef? Yisurim. How much yisurim? How much kesef? Mashu. Not Ephron's kesef? The kesef of Yirmiyahu. Rabboni Shalom, it suffices with the kesef of Yirmiyahu. Last paragraph of this section, Zel Yisod Echad HaMizgala B'midas HaChesed Shal Kapar Savonos. Yisod built on the foundation of Kinyan Kesef, B'Pruta, and B'Mashu. However, Yesh Shegan Mashu Uzeh, even this Mashu of Yisurin is too much. A person can't bear, a Mashu of Yisurin is also beyond us. We don't have the koach to be sober, those kind of Yisurin, even a Mashu. Therefore, we need a new level of Midas HaChesed, and that's Yisod of Pidyon, and what Kinyan should we be thinking of now? Kinyan Chalitin. Okay, and see why Chalitin. According to what we just explained, Yisurim are connected with the chov of the person to acquire themselves back. There's another Kinyan, similar to Kesef, and that comes up in Halacha. The most popular Kinyan of all, source of it is in Rus. Shalav Ishnalov Nasang Re'eu Kinyan Suda. What's the difference, page 279, between Kinyan Kesef and Kinyan Suda? By Kinyan Kesef, true, you don't need the full Dmei Amekach. But you need a Tashlum of a Pruta. Kinyan Suda, on the other hand, you can use to be Kona even if it's Ein Bo Shava Pruta. Kinyan Kesef, there's a value, inherent value of a Pruta. And that represents the full $1 million. But at least you're talking about the same world, the same wavelength. You're talking about currency, money. So it could be a pruta of $1 million, but we're talking about a pruta of $1 million. It's more and more prutas will add to $1 million. It's true it's small, but it's mammon. It's part of that mammon. Mashu, from that large thing, sudar, lo kena sudar. Shehu instrument hachalipin the kinyan suder she'enu miyatzeg shum shivu v'erach atzmi. Again, don't ask me from the Rashba that we did last time, right? That kesef klisha b'pastor Buddha is considered. He's not going with the Rashba. He's not going with Rashi. He's going to go with Rabbeinu with the Rishonim in this sugya. That see she'enu miyatzeg shum shivu v'erach atzmi ein bo b'suder af mashehu min hakesef hu eino shayach l'kategoria shel kesef. Who chasar erech lachalutin? It lacks value. You can't talk of kinyan kesef when you're speaking chalipin. A hevdel between the two types of kinyanim is great. When we're dealing with a shavapruta, we're talking about the economical realm, hamarechet hakalkalit. Once we're talking about ena shavapruta, we're no longer speaking about economics. We're talking about symbolic acts. A suder that doesn't have shavapruta, it's just a symbol. It's no longer the same thing. The kinyan hamisrachish b'chalipin simaliyim shel suder, it's not shavapruta. The mocheh did not receive a temura of anything of value, and yet it's a kinyan. And let's not forget, kinyan chalipin is perhaps the strongest kinyan of all choshev mishpat. It's the one kinyan that works both on metaltalin and on karkel, kayim kol davar. It creates a shibud without any concrete temura. But Rabbeinu Tam speaks about two types of chalipin, shaveh b'shaveh, parvach hamor, it's a swap, and in chalipin she'ena shaveh b'shaveh, but chalipin of ena shaveh, not shaveh b'shaveh, what's the temura? Nothing! Unless a shaveh pruta. What did the mocher get? He got a symbolic something. It's a tachlif for kesef, a shaveh kesef. Instead of getting kesef, even the smallest amount of a pruta, he gets tachas kesef. He gets what we find by the Akedah. Avram brought the ayil tachas b'no. It wasn't Yitzchak. It was tachas b'no. Can you equate the ayil to Yitzchak? Lo mimenu lo mixaso. But the yisod of the chesed is a Kadosh Baruch Hu can take a tachalif, a representation. Again, he said this in the Shir, and I see it only, he didn't write up over here. He went with the Girsa, not Rashi, with the Lo Mekanya. He said, Lo Mekanya. And he says, because the Megmar's Maskani is a chalipin, it's not mitam kesef. Like many Rishonim. So it's a symbolic. And the raya is, then it can be less than shavapruta. Kishem Shahasu the Babin Malkum Kesef, for who rak semo the Kesef. Im Shaimbo feel Masho Shel Kesef, in a whole different category, so we can talk about Yisurim in the same way. If we would just be working with Yisod number one, that works off Kinyan Kesef, that requires a Masho of Yisurim, Rachmano Litzlan, we couldn't withstand even a Masho of Yisurim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. Miodeya, what kind of Yisurim, even a Masho, what's it talking about? The real issue, the real thing, who knows how a person can withstand that. Comes the second dimension, Midas HaChesed. Umamtika, as Yisod HaMasho, it sweetens it even more. From Kinyan Kesef to Kinyan Chalipin. Not only does the Kamus of the Yisurim get shrunk, the Tzimtzum, through Mashehu, but the Echus, the whole quality of the Yisurim, gets weakened. There could be a symbolic Yisurim, not really of the same order at all. It doesn't have the same essence of Kesef. It's Suder. The suffering that the Chote has to suffer now is only symbolic. It's Shalaf Ishnalo, it's Tachas Beno. I'll give you an example. He spoke very practically in the drushes. Here's an example from life. Here's an example. He got very dramatic here. We gave the example. You'll see, Yehudi Garmu Re'eu Agmas Nefesh. A Jew never causes his friend suffering by being rodif him and being Yorod Chayav, he took away his parnasa. Mistabel, Hashem Shemaim, of course. Jews always see when they rode for other Jews, Hashem Shemaim, it's a mitzvah. He spread rumors about him. He basically made him sick. Now, so Nebuch, the victim got sick. Kamer Difus Yochel Adam Wispo. How much can a person suffer? The Nirdaf, Chazal say, Hashem will always stand up for the Nirdaf. Hashem has to stand up for the victim. What happened here? This Nirdaf received. He got sick. He had Heskef Lev, a heart attack. Comes Yom Kippur. This Rodev, and it happens. He's Chozer B'Tshuva. Taka does Tshuva, and Stam he asks Mechila. Alpi Tshuvas HaMishkol. Tshuvas HaMishkol means exactly what should be. According to the Rokeach, the Chassid Yashkenaz had this idea, Tshuvas HaMishkol. Exactly what you did is what you should suffer. Chayv HaRodev Le'yosos Chola B'Diuk Moses Shinidav HaYado. He should get the same type of sickness to the same degree that he caused that person to be sick, that should be the yisur that he should get. He should have to be taken to the hospital with a heart attack. He should be staying 8 weeks in intensive care. That's what it should be. Elama, Midas HaChesed of Yom Kippur comes and says, he's doing tshuva. Dayo, Lot says, Yidechovo b'mashin, which means he doesn't have to have a real heart attack. He'll have to have back pain. Back in his back, came a strong back pain, the muscle. It's not the same as a heart attack, right? It's still suffering. It's of the same type, but it's a mashu. But that's the yisod of mashu. Now we go to the next level, yisod of chalipin. It's not just going to be the kamus of the onesh is going to be constricted. We're going to change the whole nature, the quality of the onesh. How is that going to be? A substitute. Instead of physical yisurim, we'll substitute psychological, emotional frustration. When a person is doing tshuva, they feel bad, and then they experience something in the world that makes them feel, makes them feel more frustrated. Einochot, a discomfort. They don't feel at peace. That person who sinned, who pursued a person who was not guilty and made him sick, Midas HaChesed takes it and mamtik the din, again, only if he does tshuva, of course. Number one, the kamus. Number two, instead of yisuri haguf, we use chalipin, something substitute. For example, all kinds of ways. Someone is going to show him a lack of kavod. Someone doesn't give him the title that he needs. Someone didn't say hello. And he feels very embarrassed. How could you not? And he'll start getting very frustrated. They're not showing the kavod. He didn't earn enough money that he thought he should deserve. They didn't pay him enough. This is not like a heart attack. It's not like back pain. What is it? Frustrations in life. Those are the yisurim. Yisurim shel mamish, but not shavu la'onesh. Tachas b'no. He says, I'm not just saying kabbalah and chassidus. I have a gemara on my side that says this. How far does Yisurim go? There's a couple of examples. What's the extent to which you can view the Midas HaChesed? We'll say that can count as Yisurin. That can create the fulfillment of Yisurin. Not just in terms of Kamus, in quantity, but in terms of Eichus. So one opinion says that he commissioned a custom suit. They sewed a suit, sewed a baguette, it doesn't fit. Person goes to the tailor, comes back with it, picks it up, too short, doesn't fit. Agmas Nefesh, I paid all this money, and waiting all this time to get a perfect custom suit, doesn't fit. That's the suit. To that extent, more than that, he wanted hot, and they poured him cold. The person goes into a restaurant, he wants a hot coffee, comes the waiter, pours him cold coffee, gets very angry, walks out in a huff, doesn't even pay for it. More than that, Nepacho Chaluko, he puts on his shirt, a sweater, the label's on the outside, it's upside down, I take it off, put it back on again. He's upset, Agmas Nefesh, those are Yisurin. Another example, you put your hand in your pocket, you want to get a $5 bill, you pull it out, it's only $1, you got to go back again, wrong coin. You wanted three, you took two, you got to go one more time, and yeah, what is it? You compare this to... That's the chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu. How much rachanim, hamtak hasadinim. That's chalipin. So this ends the second section. Now we have to build to the third section. You want to ask something before?
Right. It was my understanding that when Kadosh Baruch Hu is like in books of Midas, he says instead of, like, for example, the person only gets 20 lashes, because that's how much he could take. So 20 lashes isn't a mashu of the 40, for him, that's the shear.
So you're asking Kasha like a Lamdin, which is, again, you know, that's a different halacha. There's an omed from Malchus. You have to know how to be magir. You're taking one perspective on it. That if the person can only, they do a assessment, he can only take 18 or 21 multiples of 3 as opposed to 39. So that becomes his verdict. That's his Malchus. That's his Malchus Abayim. Okay, that's the idea over there.
It's like over here.
But there we run out of a pasuk. That's the halacha that we, you know, that the term. Maybe there's a chesed, maybe there. It's also based on the same principle. Could be that what's true about the Beis Din Shalmala, maybe that's, you have to know how to be magdur over there by Malchus. Maybe you'll say that it's a little bit of that idea that Beis Din is implementing in terms of giving the person only. Or it could be a separate halacha over there. We just don't want the person to be killed, and therefore, mainly you have to see the whole definition of the onus of Malchus with less. But here, Lamaisa, it's still Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, here we get to the 30 yisod. In order to introduce the 30 yisod, yeah, right.
Also, so we said before that that Hashem gave us like a body to use, and like therefore if we use it like our.
Yeah.
Therefore, if we use it for something bad, so then that's
usually
like it's
a neighbor
from
Kadosh
Baruch Hu.
Yeah.
So
he's
sending us up the fields since the
Mila,
everybody sins.
No, because there is power of tshuva. There's power of tshuva. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that person through tshuva. So, either of you know, that's the gift of tshuva. Nechanan, it comes together. Hashem knows that Ein Adam Mashiach Tov Lo Yachta. To that extent, that Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have to still strive to the extent possible to work within the terms. But to the extent that there's ches, eschet, that's inevitable, so Kadosh Baruch Hu has tshuva as a remedy. Okay, this third one is more subtle. But in order to introduce it, you have to point out the following. Yisur meant tefila. He says, Yisur ma the kesef that a person gives to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When a person gives kesef to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so think about kinyan kesef. When a person gives kesef for a kinyan, he has to have in mind, this kesef is for the sake of purchasing whatever it is, the karka. Otherwise, you know, there's no value, it's not a kinyan. You can give a lot of money, but if it's not in any way meant, directed, and designed to be for the thing I'm purchasing, it's not going to purchase the karka. So too, if you talk about Yisurim working b'toras kesef, it has to be given the same kinyan in the tsura of a carbon. And we do find that idea. Avraham Avinu brought Yitzchak, brought the ayil, Tachas Beno, he knew. He was bringing the ayah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tachas Beno. When you had karbanos that were brought, there was always a carbon brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have karbanos today. So the whole concept of the tainus, here we are at some Gedalia. Every tainus has in it, the more in Brachas W. Zayin, Sheish has said, Yehi Ratzon, he said in his end of his davening. We don't say this ourselves, but it was Sheish's tefillah. We know that Beis HaMikdash was Kayam, a person would bring a carbon and have kapara through the chid, and let it be that the fact that my blood and my chalev is diminished today because I'm not eating, that should be ki'ilo, is makrif that on the Mizbeach, Mitir Tseini. The tainus has a bechin of a carbon to it, par excellence. That's what a tainus is. That's what ni'ilah says. In ni'ilah we say, Ein kef ishe nichovaseinu, ve'ein nispar nichochi hashmaseinu. That means that we are the karbanos. Slichas as well, a similar expression as well. Tainus and tefillah go together. We're directing ourselves to our Kaddish Baruch. And that's, again, that's part of what creates these surim, being a kapara of kesef or chalipin. It's the shame kinyan. The third yisod is hagrola. And the makor is goro lazazel. Yisod hashlishi, yisod hagoro. Yom Kippur, we have the idea of a goro. Two se'irim were taken, and the Aaron placed on, the Kohen Gadol placed on the two se'irim, gorolos, as the Pasuk says, gorolach l'Hashem, gorolach l'Azazel. Azazel represents Samael, the Satan, this desolation area where it was shoved down the mountain. What does it mean? How could you be giving a carbon l'Azazel? How can we comprehend such an idea? Is it not Avodah Zarah to give a carbon to the demons, to the Avodah Zarah, to Satan? So the Ramban is sensitive to this and explains the following. He says, of course the Torah forbade, absolutely, to offer an offering to these other forces in the world. But the Pshat is here different, and that's what is a goro on it. We are not being magdishit in a normal way, like magdishit la'azazel. Chas v'shalom, we're not allowed to do that. We make a goro. And the idea of the goro is, it's ki'ilu, a person makes a suda or commissions a suda and says, the person's making a suda, he commissioned him to make a suda, I want you to give a portion to this person. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to send this sayer la'azazel. We are not giving it la'azazel. We're not being noder it la'azazel. We're noder la'Hashem, but Hashem says, this is the kiyum, this is what I want to do with it. I want you to take it and send it la'azazel. So the Rebbe says, where do you find such an idea? You find it in Kedushin Daf Zayin. By Kedushin, the Gemara says, halacha is, the kesef usually is given to the woman for kesef Kedushin. What if the woman says, 10 money leploni, v'akadosh anilach, you give the money to so-and-so, and I'll become a kudeshes to you, the kudeshes midin arev. The arev, we know, becomes responsible to pay if the lover defaults, because the loan was given, the malva gave money to the lover, extended the credit, because of the say-so of the arev. And the arev has anah, knowing that because of the trust, that's why the money was given over. That's ki'ilu, he's mishabit himself with that. So the woman can be mishabit herself to become a kudeshes, even if she doesn't receive the money, but you listen to her and you gave the money to the other party. That's the notion over here as well. We are not giving it, la'azazel. It's ki'ilu giving it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, give it to Azazel, and you're listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that becomes the idea. It's not that we're giving it with Magdash to Azazel. That's why you can't have a Kiddushas Peh, to make the Seirim Karbanos. It has to go through the Matzav of Goro, which Nenela Hashem is really the one that's calling the shot, saying this is Hashem, this is Azazel. The Goro does it, so we're giving it to Hashem, and the Goro says, now this one, I'm telling you, directed to Azazel. Okay, so what's the pshat? Why does the Torah say to give one of the Seirim la'Azazel? And this is the main kapara for the Averis Yom Kippur, is the Sar la'Azazel. The Sar la'Hashem is machaper for inyanim of Tumas Mikdash v'Kadashah. There's different karbanos, the Sar la'Hashem, the Sar of the Musaf of Yom Kippur, they have the Seirim of the Regalim. These are all different examples. The Gemara discusses in Shavuos exactly, there's different cases, Yidiyah v'Tchiyah, Yidiyah v'Sof, Ein Ba Yidiyah, Tumas Mikdash v'Kadashah. But straight Averis, it gets the kapara of Sar la'Azazel. So what's the pshat? What's the idea of a kapara of Sar la'Azazel? What does it represent? That's the midas achesed of Yom Kippur. Say or A, kol rikshas hatsar, bottom of 290. The suffering, the frustration that a person experiences, not because of mesiras nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu necessarily, but because of their human failings. Because a person is a human being and has cravings for money. So it drives a person crazy pursuing money. And the pursuit for money leads down a dead end. Because that's the nature of life sometimes. A person looks for comfort all over the place. And he's constantly meeting frustration after frustration because that's what happens. A person gets to a point that they hit rock bottom and they feel totally lost and totally lonely in the world, and they lose their friends because they're obnoxious and they act that way because they're constantly doing things that are really turning people off. And then the children don't respect them, chas v'shalom, you know, thing in the genom in the world. And the grandchildren, and people experience all these types of heartaches as part of life. But who brought it about? Self-inflicted. A person would have lived with more of a sense of dignity, with more of a sense of yashrus, with more discipline in life, he wouldn't have alienated the whole world. A person who lives a life with Torah, with obedes Hashem be'emunah, will not have this kind of experience. What brought about this type of a situation? The person feels totally, you know, that they messed themselves up because they did. They taka messed themselves up. They pursued hevel havolin. I'm on page 291 now. Just paraphrasing here. That is soyer la'azazel. It's not a goro la'ashem. It wasn't for this person's most nefesh for Kadosh Baruch Hu. You can at least say that's a carbon. Person's most nefesh, you know, not to work on Shabbos. Olden days, it was a big sin that it is today. A person most nefesh for kashrus, person most nefesh for whatever it is, they know what they're giving up. That's a gather of a carbon. That's mesiras nefesh for, are you aware? The yisurim that come with that are clearly a carbon. That's a carbon Hashem. The yisurim of an addict or an alcoholic or whatever it is that they mess themselves up with, it's a sar lezazim. Comes the midas achesed of Yom Kippur and says that all those karbanos she'adam hevi b'chayev la'azazel. Now a person recognizes, comes Yom Kippur, he's mischarit. He realizes, I messed up my life. Look what I did to myself. He does tshuva. Ki'ilu l'mafreya. We would consider that a goro l'Hashem. Hashem says, I'm considering as if it would be mukdash to me. I'll count that as your yisurim. Even though Pashtas Yisurim can only be counted if it's given over for the, you know, for the Lashem. It was given Lazazel. But Hashem says, I validate that as your Yisurim. Baal Tshuva, Shesavol Harim Nechatov, he suffered because of his Chatoim. Now he's broken, and he's and HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts as if all those Yisurim were L'Shem Shemayim, as Karban Lashem. So here are the three sodas coming together. Yisurim Mechaprim. Hashem is mistapek with simsum, a mashu. It doesn't have to be the full extent of the Oga Onesh, a mashu. Yisurim are machater, Hashem is mistapek, suffices with a tachlif, with chalipim. Tachas b'no, it doesn't have to be the same type of Onesh. But with that alone, you would say, but it has to be mukdash Hashem, like a carbon, not a result of our own drunkenness and our own chet. What's shach to kapara? And the answer is, that's the third yisod. Sorry, Lazazel teaches us that Hashem is mekabel, a carbon that was given Lazazel, a carbon that was brought b'chutz, not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a carbon that the end of that is it gets broken to pieces trying to go on high mountains, and from a high mountain it gets crushed, a person gets crushed because of their own mistakes. You can imagine how he was saying this to you. The impact of such a drush to bring it out to life. If it wouldn't have tried to go so high, it wouldn't have been crushed so low. It wouldn't have fallen into pieces. A carbon shelo bekavana, the yisurim that not l'shem Hashem. A person's maybe a carbon shelo l'shmo, the rest of the year, it's pasul. Comes Yom Kippur, Kai so brings such a carbon, Lazazel. Bottom of 292. Keshevo Yehudi lebeis haknesses b'yom ha'kipurim. and he says, the vida de kohen gadol chatasi avisi pashati, and he feels yisurim when he says it, and he feels an emptiness, and he feels a brokenness that's connected to the fact that he did act in ways that he realized was not really what he should have done, what he could have done. Those feelings, which are connected to the very experience of how a person messed up, that counts as a yisurim. See how he's coming to answer the kashas that we had before. How can it be Yom Kippur's mechaper if it's not mechaper for certain things? No, yisurim can be defined in many different ways. It can be configured. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekabel those yisurim like a chatas. He can be mechaper with the new, that creates the new kinyan. Nesar lezazel, that's the symbol of Nesar lezazel. Of course, Ashrei Ha'ish, Shesava Yisrael HaYisurav, is because of Kabbalah Hashem. The person sacrifices for Torah mitzvahs and sacrifices in whatever way for the sake of Chinuch, for the sake of Torah, that's a much better carbon than to have to pay the Yisurim that they came through the Chet. L'maisa, Hashem accepts everything. Al Shlosha Yisodos Eiler Hamtok HaSadim Shem V'Kippur Momedes. Yisod, Simtzum HaOnesh, 1. Yisod, Shinui V'Tachlif HaOnesh, 2. And the third, Godol Echad Razazel. Kishar carbon or carbon behema chatas shelo ishma is pasul. By a carbon behema, carbon shelo ishma is invalid. By a carbon of the person, the own yisurim, which is the get of a carbon shel yisurim, large or small, bein bekavana, bein shelo bekavana, bein lishma, bein shelo ishma, carbon humekubo biyom hakipurim, zel yisod asar lazazel. Without Hashem saying it, how could a Jew imagine such a kapara if it wasn't Hashem? Hashem says, I count that as Hashem. That's part one of the Tshuva to Hashem 1972, all revolving around mechila, the idea of kapara as mechila. Mechila in the sense of an onesh, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is able to be mochel the onesh, three mahalchim, yisod, mashu, kinyan kesef, yisvunasu ein mispar, yisod of Chalipin, Yisod of Pidyon, that's Tachas Beno, and Yisod of Hagrola, Lazazel, Shemret, who actively considers what was considered frustration as part of the course of the Chet itself, and that becomes part of the Talich of the Kapara for the Yisurim, Adkan Benogeya, the Kapara of Mechila. What he discusses next is a whole other dimension of the Tahara of Yom Kippur, and again, beautiful Drush for you to look at, to appreciate. But I think this is very, very, it's a beautiful, beautiful message. And halavai, we should all be able to do this tremendous chesed. The Chinuch writes about this in the mitzvah of Yom Kippur. And it's an opportunity already, till Yom Kippur, every day that we have of Sesi B'Tshuvas, Kerubio Sakharov, Tshuvas, Niskabo, especially these days. And Nes Hashem, we shall be zochet to utilize these days in the best way possible. We shall be zochet to a Gemar, Chasima Toiva, Mishnas Chaim B'Shalom.